What isn't fantastic, and for your types, Rocker, the Hawthorn types, is what's happened to Alistair Clarkson. If coach and a Hawthorn type, you're right in the wheelhouse here. What's happened to Alistair Clarkson on Friday and the announcement that the club made that this will be his last season in charge as opposed to coaching out next year? What's your take on all of this?
Well, we predicted that, didn't we?
We did, yes.
We said that it wouldn't work. My take is that they've probably decided a while ago that Alistair wasn't going to be coach after 22.
Yep.
I think they've reacted too quickly publicly once that they blinked with Sam Mitchell being interested in the Collingwood job.
Yep.
So there was, I think, a way there to say, okay, well, Sam, you'll have the job, but we're not telling anyone, so keep quiet about it. End of story. And that's it, and just leave it as is. Then at the start of next year, or whatever the time frame is, just say, listen, Alice has come to us about a contract, and we're not going to renew it. But people can debate the decision. That'll only be judged whether that's right in hindsight. So that's a separate issue. People are putting the two things together. I think they are mutually exclusive. They got to judge that decision as it is. People can debate that, but they probably haven't handled it, the exit, that well. And I think Alistair's dug his heels in. He said what he said. He's probably very strong on maybe getting the payout. Didn't want to falter on that. Contract's a contract in his mind. And then that put Hawthorn in a corner. I think the main thing was, and why it was, people were talking about Sam and Alistair not getting on because they're both strong-minded, strong-willed, etc., etc. I always thought, and I think I mentioned here about the Essendon one, that even though John and Rutten obviously are good guys and they probably don't butt heads, but they have different philosophies, so it's going to send a different message to the players.
Yep.
So the players are going to be confused about, well, who are they, not playing for, it's not the right phrase, but who am I trying to impress? What are the message I'm getting? Some will be at Box Hill and different game plans, a whole range of different things. So I always thought that the players were going to be confused. It happened a bit earlier than I thought it would do, but I thought whatever's best for the players, and that's why I didn't think it would work.
Do you think that Clarko will get straight back into it and coach somewhere else straight away? Because obviously there are options, or I shouldn't say that. There is at least one option that's there. There could be others. Do you think he should jump in? So there's two questions there. Will he and should he? And just that whole thing about the drug, because you've had the drug of just, you know, you've gone and coached at three different clubs, about why you jump back in.
Mm. Willie, I honestly don't know. I don't know him well enough. He seems to have many thoughts in his head about what he'd like to do. Say this is post-footy, a mini post-footy. Like that's, he says about America, but he's not going to America with COVID. Whether it's AFL, whether it's other sports, whether he can do that when he's 60. So he's got 7 or 8 years down the track. It seems to me he's still got the coaching bug. Whether there's an element of proving Hawthorn wrong as well. So does that make him jump in straight away? I don't know what he'd do. Because he can wait 12 months and knowing that there'll be other suitors. Mm. So it's not an issue for him in that way. So does he sit back calmly and say, well, these three jobs are the ones that I'm looking at and they're all up next year. Okay, we'll wait and see what unfolds. And you don't know what's happening in the background, who's talking to him. So I don't know. Should he? I suppose it's the same answer. He's got the fire in the belly and he doesn't need a break. Only he'll answer that. If he does and he's got any sort of doubt, 5-10%, I'd be having a break. But it's up to him. I honestly don't know. It'd be interesting to see what happens. Whether that's the contract and the list of one team at the moment, but there may be others saying, well, say they can paint a rosy picture. I think they're more about he's interviewing them rather than they interview him.
Yeah.
I think he'll be saying, well, what have you got? What assistance am I going to have? What are the resources? Where do you see the list? All that sort of thing. So if that's appealing enough, and obviously the money, he might jump in.
So for the AFL, Rocket, can you afford for him to be out of the game? I mean, You've got the role as footy manager, the footy ops manager, Steve Hockings, that are going to vacate or has vacated. There's Mark Evans was talking last night on radio about they need all the help they can get, and he'd be certainly someone that they would talk to. Can they afford for him, and in a market like Queensland particularly, can they afford for him to not to be involved in the game?
Well, he'll be involved in the game in some way, there's no doubt. But, I mean, I couldn't see him going to the Suns as a consultant and just have a chat to and try and help in some way, because I wouldn't think that'd be whether he's going to be coach, but therefore it'd be a financial consideration as well, there, what it would take. Yeah, it's a good question. To answer the question, yeah, they could afford to. Yeah, I mean, the game moves on. Whoever it is, whether it's Ted Whitten or Lee Matthews finish,
yep,
the game moves on. So he'll be back at some stage if he decides not to coach next year, but the game will survive without him.
Is there a way, just talking about Lee Matthews and real icons of footy, Sheeds was another one at his time in Essendon, and Clark is clearly sort of falling into the category now. Is there a way you can exit champions and legends of your club that still want to compete? I mean, how do you do that, Rocket?
I think it's impossible. Yes.
That's a good point. I think the Kevin one was obviously handled a little bit better, but it was still messy because he still wanted to continue. So it all depends on the individual, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Alistair's handled it quite well publicly because he said, well, I'm a man of my word. He could have cracked it publicly and played the politics game. He didn't do that, so he handled it extremely well. And a lot of people are saying, well, the way Hawthorn have handled it is not the greatest respect for him. I think Hawthorn didn't mean it to come out this way. I think they had every intention of it being done the right way and respect for him. But it became a media circus, as you imagine it would do. Someone said something to Caroline Wilson, whoever that was, which is not the best thing to happen, whoever that was, for Hawthorne's sake. So I think Hawthorne have been painted in a corner in a negative fashion, and I think they wanted to do it the right way. That's what would be my take on it, but it hasn't worked out that way. It never does, really, if you try and keep that under the lid and do the right thing for such a long period of time.
And I reckon there's a lesson in that too for footy clubs, just to be a little bit more honest and transparent about it all, because I think even if they had conceded throughout the time that they're trying to work out a way it can work and all these sorts of things, rather than be as matter-of-fact about things, perhaps it would have been done differently. But at the end of the day too, Rocket, I think we look back in 5 years and not really think too much about how it finished. It'll just be about what Clarkson did at Hawthorn.
Oh, there's no doubt. Of time. I think
it's always messy.
It's interesting. Some people I've heard on TV say, "Oh, this is going to tarnish his legacy." No way, going to tarnish his legacy.
No, nothing
to do with it. It's about how Hawthorn have come out of it. And I think you're right. In however long, 3, 4, 5 years, it'll be whitewashed out of it. The only way it'll resurface if under Sam Hawthorn don't go up the ladder.
Yeah.
Yes.
So in 3 years' time, then it'll go, hang on. It's like the Norm Smith one.
Yeah.
Like if Melbourne have been successful after they've got rid of Norm, well, they say, that's the right decision to wake on. But obviously that didn't work out. So that, I think it'll be done in hindsight again.
And if you think of the Hawthorn situation, using them as an example with the players, I think a lot of people even forget that Sam Mitchell played a year at West Coast. We remember more Hodge playing the 2 years at Brisbane and Jordan playing at Melbourne. But even now, we think of those three guys as Hawthorn players. We don't necessarily think about what they did in the end. Doug Hawkins.
Same as Doug Hawkins went to Fitzroy. But even the end at your club, Simon Madden, Terry Danaher finishing in the seconds for most of the year. People don't remember that.
No.
That's what it's interesting with me with players say, oh, no, I don't want to remember going to the seconds. And I think it's a load of garbage. I mean, people remember what you've done.
Yes.
So if you want to play another season, the club are happy with that, and you end up in the twos, well, you end up in the twos. That's not tarnishing your reputation at all. You're competitive, you want to do that. Then at the end, you've got no regrets. When you retire, then you end up with a regret and you want to make a comeback. Oh, I think I can go again. I'm thinking the other way. And people say, oh, no, you want to be remembered. But people forget you played in the twos or five games in the twos. No, they remember what you've done.
I reckon you can enhance your reputation with the way you carry yourself, if that is the case, Rocket, in the end. Certainly within the walls of your footy club.
Mm.
No doubt.
Speaking from experience. The Brisbane Lions, we've got Dane Zorko coming up after 8 o'clock, Rocket, and they're in a bit of a challenging space at the moment. Their forward line doesn't seem to be functioning very well, and they're two games outside the top four, which, you know, 6 weeks ago you would have almost locked them in the top four, but now it's a very different scenario. What do they need to do, do you reckon?
Whoa. Are they, they're in a hole, aren't they? And if you take that second half against the Suns, which the Suns' form at the moment is probably not a great litmus test for the Lions to take on board, their form the last 4 or 5 weeks has been horrible. The word mojo, you know, they lost their mojo the way they play. They tended to play quick on the weekend and turned it over. I was always worried, not that Hipwood's, Hawkins or the key forward of other clubs, but with him out, I was always worried that Joe Danaher then being the number one man. I think Hipwood took a bit of pressure and he can go up with, go into the ruck. Now being the number one man, Cameron's sort of lost his edge a bit. I just worry about their forward line completely, and I was really worried about that. Joe might have a good quarter, kick a couple of special goals against over the head soccer style, but he's not going to get those every week.
No.
He needs to get the bread and butter ones, and you just don't know whether he'll be able to do that. I think he's too hit or miss. So they've and Neil's injury has added to their midfield woes. They really need, it's simple, but it's going to be difficult to get. Their midfield needs to dominate now to keep the ball in the forward line and to protect their back line. And I think against the good sides, they're going to struggle to do that.
Rocket, we often hear about clubs that they get behind in the season and they fight tooth and nail to get themselves back on track, and then they limp into the finals and go straight out. And it's like, oh, well, you used up too much energy to fight for the season. And I just wonder whether that might be the case with Brisbane, that, you know, they started by losing three of their first four games, then they got on a really good roll and played really good football, that whether they've just run out of petrol tickets.
But you go back to Brisbane's first premiership, they were mid-season, were well out of the eight. They weren't even 50% win-loss ratio, then won 17 in a row or 15 in a row, including finals. So that becomes not so much running out of petrol physically, you might mentally.
Well, that's what I mean. They just they're just spent.
Spent to say, well, you have to be motivated because every game is on edge and you need to win it to be in top four. Whether this, now that they can't make top four, gives them that release. I still think they've got some personnel issues when they're going to compete in finals against the good sides. So they're a chance to go first game in the finals. But they might win it, but I think they're a chance to, especially, so they played, I don't know who they, oh, they might play eighth, obviously, for fifth, play eighth.
We don't know who the hell that's going to be, Rocket.
But I think too, Rocket, the thing with Brisbane was that one of the advantages was going to be, I think they had three of their last four at home, and now that's clearly now not going to happen. We saw that with Essendon, that they were meant to have a run of games at Marvel Stadium. That hasn't happened. That things were going to be seen as an advantage have proven not to be the case. And it does sort of, I don't know, it's changing the whole way we look at the season. Really now, yeah. it's all a bit up in the air.
Yeah, but have a look at last year, and probably in hindsight now, that was Brisbane's best chance.
Correct, it's 100%.
They had every game at the Gabba.
Yep.
They played at home. They had the finals there. They were playing well, and they just fell a little bit short. Maybe that was their window of opportunity. Now that it's reversed now 180 degree the other way, bad luck for them, and playing away and can't get at home. Anyway, every team did that last year, so they've just got to suck it up. And if they, you know, they're strong enough, tough enough, they now they can win games in the finals, but it'll be up to them.
Spoken in true Coates style, Rocket, as expected on a Tuesday morning. We appreciate your time, mate, as always. We'll catch you next week.
See you, boys.